Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola on East Coast Breakfast.
So all the way from Joburg, Wendy Nola covering this two-day listeriosis workshop in Joburg. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Any big revelations?
Okay, other than the fact that the death count has jumped up overnight, I heard, from 107 deaths to 164 now, so we're talking real listeria hysteria at this stage.
No.
And of course, the one big revelation that the entire world's food safety community is waiting for is just what is causing this worst ever outbreak.
Yeah.
I've just been having a DM Twitter chat with a food safety lawyer in the States saying what he thinks it could possibly be. So the whole world is focused on this.
For
latest
sure.
figures from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, NICD, 872 confirmed cases and, as I said, 164 deaths. The KZN figures are 62 confirmed cases and six of those people have died. So that is a crisis all on its own, just KZN. There, of course, is a lot of speculation about the source. That's what everybody wants to know. The science points to the fact that it's a single food product or a single range of products. So you can imagine the hunt that's going on and the fallout there's going to be when that product is eventually found.
Yeah.
The thing is, Darren, that makes this so huge is that it's affecting rich and poor, state hospitals and private hospitals, and they are confirming these cases all over the country. I mean, the epicenter is Gauteng up here, but I mean, that's because most population is here.
Yeah.
And so it has to be something that a lot of people across the board eat a lot every week.
Okay.
So that's what's making it so scary.
So that's as much as we know. It is something that it's eaten a lot and it's eaten across the entire socioeconomic spectrum. I suppose the question, what sort of things are we looking at?
Okay, speculation is rife. Food safety expert Dr. Lucia Annalish, we've had on the show in the past, said it's quite likely to be a deli meat or a range of meats. So if you think about it, if you go to a supermarket, you'll see people buying polonies in Vienna, and you'll also see them buying more expensive slices of ham, that sort of thing.
Mm.
Because listeria is killed by heat, rather. So these foods, any ready-to-eat foods that you're not going to heat up or cook at home before you eat it are susceptible. So think about that. And the other scary thing is that unlike other bacteria, which are killed by cold, they don't like cold. So Salmonella, E. coli don't like cold.
Mm.
But this blooming listeria is very persistent, and it can thrive down as low as 4 degrees. So you put it in the fridge, it's not going to kill it. And that's the problem. And it's fatal for 27% of people who get it, more than a quarter.
Sure.
So it's not nothing, you know, this is not a small issue, this. And I have to say, yesterday I couldn't believe it, given that deli meat keeps coming up. The hotel where this conference is being hosted served ham sandwiches at tea time. And everyone tucked in. I was like, okay, not me.
What can you do? It's our food.
Exactly, I suppose. And then an attorney, Janusz Luterek, who specializes in food regulation, he threw a spanner in the works yesterday, saying that his work led him to believe that the offending product could be traced back to irrigation water that wasn't properly treated.
Yeah.
Draw your own conclusions. So fresh produce that's grown in that environment. So he said, keep your insurance up to date, to the food producers who were attending yesterday. He says, because when the claims come in, when they identify the product, they will be huge. And he says, as in the Boeing 737 crashing and everybody on board kind of huge. There were some food scientists in the room who agreed with him about the irrigation water. So who knows, Darren? It's a story that's rolling. Meanwhile, I don't know if you can think back to what you've eaten, every single thing you've eaten in the last month, but investigators with the NICD have been sitting with about 60 listeriosis victims, going through with them what they ate, trying to get this food diary together day by day in the month before they got their symptoms.
That's insane. I can't remember what I had a week ago. There's no
way. No, I certainly can't, but they have to, because what they're trying to do is identify the source, obviously, and they're trying to identify patterns in what people are eating and at least what they can start to eliminate. So Dr. Juno Thomas of the NICD told the delegates yesterday that they've definitely eliminated smoked fish. So, smoked trout, smoked salmon isn't exactly something that's consumed often by people across the social demographic spectrum. So definitely not smoked dried salmon. And you can forget, a lot of listeners always want to know, what about sushi? No, it ain't sushi.
All right, so yeah. I'm having smoked fish for breakfast, lunch and dinner until this is finished. Past week, but I'm guessing sales of deli meats have taken a bit of a knock since we started talking about this. It's not just us. A lot of people are talking about this.
Well, not enough, Darren, it seems, because I asked the big supermarket retailers, all of them, the same question. Have your deli sales taken a knock since December? Not at all. Not at all. The business as usual, they all say, which tells you about awareness. And then I asked a woman who runs a very successful antenatal clinic. So she has pregnant women coming in, and then, of course, they come with their newborn. I said, so your clients must be paranoid about listeriosis. Given that pregnant women are 20 times more likely to get it than other healthy adults. Yeah. And about 43% of those who have died have been babies less than a month old.
Yeah.
So I would imagine there would be panic there. But no, she says to me, I haven't had a single question from any mother about the outbreak. I do confess I haven't educated them about it, and I suppose I've assumed that the outbreak didn't affect the socio-demographic that I deal with. So she's thinking this is a poor people thing, and is not. A third of the cases confirmed have been in private hospitals. So she was amazed, and she vowed to, well, horrified actually, and she vowed to do some more research and to start educating her clients. So, you know, it's the problem is that it's I think it's been a nameless, faceless tragedy so far, and it's so people are thinking, well, you know, the numbers keep climbing, but you know, it's not real for people, and I think that needs to change, and I'm going to try and do my bit.
Well, with 63 confirmed cases in KZN, 6 fatalities so far, what do we do? What do we do next?
The only thing we can say is, you know, at the risk of maligning foods that aren't implicated in this crisis, that's all we can do. So avoid the high-risk food. Don't worry about high-end luxury food products, which were culprits in the other outbreaks around the world. So it's not a pate, it's not soft cheeses, it's not guacamole.
Okay.
I would avoid deli foods, unless you're going to heat them before eating.
Okay.
Don't let your cooked food come into contact with raw meat or its juices. Avoid pre-cut salads, pre-cut fruit and veggies. Of course, many people will eat food infected with listeria and not get sick. It's pregnant women, those with compromised immune systems, such as people who are HIV positive, cancer sufferers, anyone who's had an organ transplant, and people over 65 in particular who are susceptible. This is definitely one for the history books. The whole world scientific community is looking at this, passing comments, trying to help identify the culprit. The WHO has sent out a team here who say they have a strong lead, so who knows, there might be some news in the next week or so. But all we can hope for is that this particular outbreak is solved soon. They find the culprit and we can,
move on.
Eliminate it and get on with it. I'm being immersed in it here, but it is very, very serious.
You're quite right. It is serious, and I'm also like you, amazed that that more people aren't, you know, freaking out about this or at least asking questions. All right, thank you for you keeping us up to date on this listeriosis, which I'm never going to get right. This listeriosis outbreak, and as soon as you find culprit number one, please let us know.
You'll be the first to know, Darren.
Thanks, Mandy.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.